This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This week, MMWR published reports on the effectiveness of nirsevimab against RSV hospitalization in babies, emergency department visits from melatonin ingestion in young children, and more. Let's take a look at this week's headlines. First, a new CDC study shows that nirsevimab, an antibody, protects babies against RSV hospitalization. Second, unsupervised melatonin ingestion by young children resulted in nearly 11,000 emergency department visits in the U.S. during 2019 through 2022. Third, a new study finds an increase in the use of blood pressure medicine in people diagnosed with high blood pressure. Finally, out-of-hospital cardiac arrest among adults in Chicago is occurring at younger ages. Welcome. I'm Charlotte Kent, MMWR's Editor-in-Chief. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's weekly briefing for the week of March 4th. Respiratory syncytial virus, also known as RSV, is the leading cause of hospitalization among babies in the U.S. In August 2023, CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices recommended nirsevimab, a preventive antibody, or maternal RSV vaccination for all infants younger than 8 months born during or entering their first RSV season. They also recommend nirsevimab for children 8 to 19 months at increased risk for severe disease. In the first report, investigators evaluated the effectiveness of nirsevimab against RSV-associated hospitalizations among babies in their first RSV season. Nirsevimab was 90% effective at preventing RSV hospitalization. These findings support CDC's current recommendations. All infants should be protected through maternal RSV vaccination or infant receipt of nirsevimab to reduce the risk of RSV hospitalization. The 2023-24 RSV season is nearing an end. Clinicians are encouraged to talk to new or expecting parents about RSV. Melatonin use among U.S. adults quintupled in the past two decades. This rise coincided with a 530% increase in poison center calls for pediatric melatonin exposures. There also was a 420% increase in emergency department visits for unsupervised melatonin ingestion among young children. In the second report, CDC analyzed data to describe the circumstances involved in these ingestions. Nearly 11,000 emergency department visits among young children aged 5 or younger occurred during 2019 through 2022. Many of those incidents involved ingestion of flavored products such as gummies and chewable tablets. It is important to teach young children that medicine is not candy and that they should never take medicines on their own. Parents and caregivers of young children may want to select melatonin products with child-resistant packaging. All medicines, vitamins, and other supplements, including those in gummy form, should be kept out of reach and out of sight of young children. High blood pressure increases a person's risk for heart disease and stroke, two leading causes of death among Americans. In the third report, researchers analyzed national data to assess the number of people with high blood pressure taking blood pressure medication. From 2017 to 2021, about one-third of U.S. adults reported they had been diagnosed with high blood pressure. It was more common among men, Black people, people with less than a high school education, and people living in southeastern and Appalachian states. The use of blood pressure medication increased by about 3 percentage points. If you've been diagnosed with high blood pressure, talk to your clinician about whether you would benefit from medication for blood pressure control to prevent heart disease and stroke. Nearly 1,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests occur every day in the U.S. Approximately 90% result in death, leading to substantial years of potential life lost. In the final report, researchers used data from out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in Chicago to describe changes in years of potential life lost and average age. During 2014 through 2021, the number of years of potential life loss due to out-of-hospital cardiac arrests increased among adults in Chicago. The average patient age decreased from 65 to 63 years overall, and a decrease in average age occurred among both men and women. The largest age decrease was seen among Black men. Clinicians should promote regular health checks to identify patients at risk for cardiac arrest. Increasing public awareness of cardiac arrest and increasing knowledge of how to intervene if you see someone experiencing it could help decrease deaths. That's all for this briefing. Thank you for joining us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe to MMWR at cdc.gov/MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.